It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Isabella and the Pot of Basil is an 1868 painting by English artist William Holman Hunt. It depicts a scene from a poem where the heroine, Isabella, is caressing the basil pot in which the head of her murdered lover is buried. The piece was recently sold by the Delaware Art Museum in a practice known as deaccessioning, when museums sell artwork to fund operations. And the painting serves as a metaphor for how dangerous this practice can be. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon joins us now to explain why. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Richard.
So now you're writing a piece on this for this Sunday's New York Times, and you learn the Delaware Museum is trying to sell two other paintings as well. What are they hoping to sell, and will it stop there?
Yes, they are currently trying to sell a wonderful Winslow Homer painting called Milking Time, a 19th century American genre scene. And they're also selling a mobile by Alexandra Calder that once hung gracefully above one of their public spaces. Will they stop there? We don't know. That's the problem with deaccessioning. When you sell paintings for money, you make money, but then it runs out, and you always need more money because art is forever, but money comes and goes.
Now, if a museum is in financial trouble, it seems natural that it would tap into its collection to make money, but this is very troubling for you.
Yes, absolutely. Trustees who sell paintings are basically cannibalizing their own collection. The gesture is seen as self-defeating. It's a little bit like burning your roof to heat your kitchen. You want to hold on to your paintings. That should be a museum's top priority, to save paintings for future generations.
You spoke with the chief executive and director of the museum, Michael Miller. What does he say about why or what pieces the museum decided to sell off?
Well, Michael Miller is one of those museum directors who comes from a financial background. By his own admission, he has no knowledge in art. He couldn't name one picture in the collection of the museum. And I think it's not surprising when business people take over that they want to monetize the collection. When they look at a Winslow Homer, they don't see a beautiful farm scene. They see $10 million.
Are there any instances where deaccessioning does make sense? Perhaps a museum wants to expand or build a new wing?
No. The paintings are more important than the architecture and the real estate. So the new building is not important. To me, deaccessioning does make sense, though, when a museum is able to sell a painting to another museum so that the picture stays on public view. We had that this year when a George Bellows was sold by Randolph College in Lynchburg, Virginia, to the National Gallery of Art in London. And it's the first time that an American painting entered the collection of the National Gallery in London. So that strikes me as a win-win situation.
So, Deborah, what about here in New York? Have there been museums that have been doing this as well? Any controversies?
Well, the most famous controversy involved the National Academy, the museum that is next door to the Guggenheim Museum, which in 2008 sold two Hudson River paintings amid much criticism. Everybody was very unhappy about the sale of the works. And at the time, they made $13 million, I believe, from selling the paintings. And what's interesting is right now the museum is once again in deep debt and has been laying off staff. At best, selling a painting is a temporary fix. It gets you out of the hole right now, but it doesn't save you in the long term, because in the long term, you need to have a collection for people to come see. And of course, sometimes museums, when they try to sell paintings, don't get the money they expect to get. For instance, the Holman Hunt that was just sold by the Delaware Museum famously flopped at auction. It had been estimated by Christie's at up to $13 or $14 million. It ended up selling for $4 million.
The Delaware Museum was doing this. They went into debt because they wanted to expand. We find a lot of museums here in New York are underway. They're expanding as we speak. There's the Met, the Whitney, possibly the Frick. Do you think this could happen to other museums across the country and here in New York?
I see the Delaware Museum story really as a cautionary tale about the perils of expansionism. Everybody wants to put up new wings, assuming that architecture draws viewers. Every museum wants to be a destination, as if it's not enough to just be a repository for great artwork. But sometimes expansions do send museums into debt that they cannot get out of. It famously happened with the American Folk Art Museum, which, of course, put up a new building next to the Museum of Modern Art and then found itself in default of a $30 million construction debt. As a result, the museum very admirably, I think, decided to sell its building and move back to its tiny little space near Lincoln Center.
And we'd like to ask what our listeners think. Is it okay for museums to sell artwork to raise money to pay the bills or to expand? Why or why not? You can join the conversation at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.